greed. And he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house. In a pursuit of material things, you lose sight of your family. You lose sight of loved ones. But a piece of gold is a cold companion. And an empty mansion is a hollow, echoing tomb. When there's no warmth and there's no laughter and there's no family, you don't ever want to put the precious things in your life on an altar of materialism. Greed will strip you bare, and you will have achieved the natural and the carnal, and will have lost sight of the most important things in life. And if I could turn that upside down, if you're in a position of need or want right now, and you somehow think everything would be good if you just had another dollar, or a better house, or a better car, or a better job, let me tell you something. If you can't have the joy of God right where you are right now, you will never have the joy of God, because the material thing will never afford you the spiritual blessing of God. Somebody say praise. Somebody that knows that already from experience, say praise the Lord. Praise God. Oh, I love the presence of God I feel in this house tonight. Praise God. I see a man by the name of Lot. And Lot was separating from Abram. It wasn't his fault that he was there with Abraham. But now it was time to separate. And he lifted up his eyes. He had a decision to make. And he made a decision for his own life and for his family and for his future. And when he saw the well-watered plains of Sodom, he decided, that looks like Egypt. They should never have passed through Egypt. That was Abraham's mistake. But he remembered it as something that looked appealing to him. Let me tell you, in that one moment, as he pitches his tent towards Sodom, he makes a decision that's going to cost him his wife, his children, his grandchildren, his sons-in-law. He's going to lose his daughters to incest. And before the dust settles, that decision will have produced the Ammonites and the Moabites, who will have been perennial enemies of the people of God, or the power of God and the potential of God in their lives for generations to come. One decision. One decision. Not made on his face in prayer. Not made in a spirit of God. I don't care what I do, just let me do what's appealing to you. God, I don't care what it costs me. I just want to do what pleases you. That's what Gethsemane is about. Gethsemane is about, I may not like this, and I might not like the way it's developing, but I want to get something straight, God. I want to tell you, not my will, but thy will be done. Because I want my kids to live for God. And I want my wife to be saved. And I want my house to be a house full of faith and power. And he made a decision based on what his natural eyes saw and the appeal of the material. Holy Ghost is talking in this house tonight. Can a greedy person live for God? No, because you can't serve two masters. You'll love one and hate the other. You'll cleave to one and despise the other. You can't have that unbridled appetite in your life. You can't have an appetite in your life that would cause you to defraud your brother, because you've already sold your soul. If you're in that position tonight, my God, this altar is a place where you can rectify that. But you need to run for your life. Can a wealthy person live for God? Paul teaches us that the love of money is the root of all evil. Andrew, get us 1 Timothy chapter 6. Are you okay tonight? I feel Holy Ghost all over this house. And I'm just responding to the Holy Ghost tonight. 1 Timothy chapter 6. And beginning in verse 6. And everyone say, but godliness with contentment is great gain. That's the definition of great gain. Being godly and loving it is great gain. Life doesn't get any better. I don't care if you're making $12,000 a year or $2 million a year. Godliness with contentment, that biblically is great gain. Praise God. Well, can't I aspire to greater things? You can aspire to anything you want. But just don't lose sight of the fact of the primary. Whether you live in a shack or a mansion, God is the central theme of the song of your life. Praise God. Praise God. Would you say, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Tell your neighbor, no U-Haul trailers behind the hearse. What are you all stressed out about? My God, fussing and fighting and clawing and digging, and you can't take it with you. Separating and losing the loved ones in your life, and you can't take it with you. Fractured relationships. Play, they need music. My word, if somebody's beating you upside the head with a 2x4, it feels better when you got sweet music playing. Isn't LaTiffany doing a good job? She is. Verse 8, having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. All right, say it. Clothes on my back. Food on the table. That's all we need. That's all. Everything else is lanyap. If you don't know what that is, go find a Cajun dictionary. It just means a little bit more. Just a little bit extra. Praise God. But if you've got God in your life, food and clothes, and that's all you need. Praise God. Verse 9. They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, and love, and patience. And seek you first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Praise God. Can a wealthy person live for God? Sure. It was wealthy Joseph of Arimathea that came, and I don't know how long he stood at the foot of the cross, but he went to Pilate and he begged the body of Jesus. His disciples were gone. All his enemies were gone. And the only guy that was standing there that had a notion of what to do next was a rich guy. And he went and begged the body. Now you got to get the picture. This body was torn by a cat of nine on a Roman whipping post. It was bloody from head to foot. When he died, his bowels voided. Just like everybody does. He was a putrid, stinking, wretched, beaten mess. He was dead weight. And when Joseph took him off of that cross, he got filthy, dirty, bloody. All of that putrid mess got on him. He spent political capital. He spent social capital. He associated with himself with somebody whose friends had all left him. But he was willing to stand. The money didn't make a bit of, he could have been a poor man, but he was a rich man. But it didn't make any difference because he was willing to embrace the broken, bloody body of the Christ. And he was willing to stain his garments. And he didn't care what the Pharisees thought, and he didn't care what the Romans thought. He didn't care. He was confident in what he was doing. When you've got that kind of attitude, it doesn't matter if you're a gazillionaire. Your heart's going to be right with God. Can a rich man live for God? I'm showing you one right here. He said, let me get up in the middle of that. I'm not too good. I don't want to wait on the edges, and I don't want to handle it at a distance. And I'm not too good to get bloodied and to get messed up with the broken body of Christ. His money didn't build a barrier between him and the kingdom of God. He takes him down and he buys linen. And he buys spices, and he cleans that body, and he wraps it up nicely, and he takes it and invests in the kingdom of God, because a tomb and a plot were not cheap, and they're not cheap today. Scare you to death. Go down and find out how much it costs to get buried. It's cheaper to live. It is. Lord, let me live until the rapture. Costs a lot to die. But Joseph gave Jesus his tomb. And I know some of you, the bubble over your head is thinking, oh yeah, but he wasn't going to stay there long. But he didn't know that. He gave up his. Do you understand what I'm saying? Totally invested. Willing to embrace. God all dirty and messy. With the body of Christ. And the body of Christ that we deal with today is not the physical body, the tabernacle that hung on the cross, but the body we deal with today is the people of God. What, know you not? You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the body of Christ. Everybody turn to your neighbor and say, you are the body of Christ. Praise God. Tell somebody by you now, you can be as wealthy as you like. But don't let it ever get between you and the body of Christ. Never too good to dirty your hands. Never too good to embrace the broken body. Never too good to get all bloody and messy. Never too good to invest in the miracle of God. Praise God. Praise God. Would you just turn your face toward God right now, and would you pray, God, help me first to seek the kingdom of God. God, help me to value relationships more than dollar bills. If whatever your role is, you need to pray right now that God would help you to be a better mom or a better dad or a better friend, or whatever your situation is, I want you to pray, God, make you better, make you more powerful, make you more attuned to the Holy Ghost in every relationship that you have. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. And I want you, if you're broke, and if you're feeling the pressure of it and it has stolen your joy, I want you to repent of that right now. Because that's your vanity and your ego, and that dollar is getting between you and the glory of God. I want you to repent of that right now. If you're feeling financial stress to the degree that it's hurting your relationships and it's wrecking your faith and your strength in the kingdom of God, I want you to lift your hands right now and begin to repent and ask God to forgive you for having such a lack of faith and forgive you for losing your joy. Come on, your joy should be bigger than your necessities of life. Come on. God, cleanse us and forgive us. Praise God. The only way you'll break free of that is to repent of it first. Praise God. And while they're praying that prayer, if you're set up and you've got plenty of money, but you've chased it so hard that you've lost sight of the relationships in your life and you've lost sight of your joy in the kingdom of God, I want you to begin to repent over that right now. Mighty God, let people be precious to me. Mighty God, let the house of God be precious to me. Cause me, mighty God, to walk in your strength. Cause me, oh God, to never lose sight of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, that's as far as I'm going to go tonight. Praise God. Brother Larry Booker stood in this pulpit and he said that America is one of the very hardest places there is on the face of the earth to live for God. And it seems so backward because we have so much liberty and we have such abundance. But he said he's seen it time and time again, and he's on the West Coast there where there's a lot of people immigrating from Asia and the Pacific Rim, and he sees people coming in that have lived for God for years in times of trouble and in want and in tightness. And when they get here, things open up and they begin to be blessed, and they lose their victory in the kingdom of God. This materialism wars against your faith. Praise God. I want to talk to this church. We need victory over materialism and over dollar bills. Make all you want. Go to school. Be professional. Be a wonderful success in everything that you do. Make $1 million and take care of your mom and dad. But don't lose sight of the kingdom of God. Be a Joseph, wrapped up and invested in the kingdom of God. Praise God. Praise God. Are you okay? Now, we're all upside down here. We don't know what we're doing. Praise God. Do you have something for us? Yeah. Like music, you know, you're the music person. See, that's what happens when you get out the schedule. Praise God. Can your praise group sing something pretty and we can come down around the altar and worship? I want the ushers to come. And let's give a good offering in the house tonight. I want to commend this church. If you're a visitor here, this church is excellent in giving, excellent in tithing and offering. And I appreciate being involved with them. But church, let's don't lose our joy over the vagaries of this natural life. Now we're going to pursue this a little further. Let's stand together. Praise God. Come on, ushers. Let's praise the Lord in our giving. If you're a guest here, we're so glad you're in the house. We don't expect you to give to this church. We're just glad you're here. Praise God. Praise God. As you give tonight, open your mouth and praise God. I thank you, Lord, for every blessing. I thank you, Lord, for all of your goodness. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you. After you've worshiped the Lord in your giving, I want the choir to come up. I'm so blessed. I give you thanks all over the house. Why don't we sing this, an anthem of thanks to God? Sing thanks. Oh, I give you thanks for all you done. The house. Let's sing this together. I give you thanks. I give you thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thanks. Thank you, Jesus. For all you've done. Sing, I'm so blessed. My soul is at rest. Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands unto him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Now, we're about to give you whiplash. Lay your hand on your neighbor, look him in the eyeball and say, I love the kingdom of God more than all the riches of this world. Praise God. Shake somebody and say, more than the silver and more than the gold. I love this Holy Ghost. That's down in my soul. My God, would you rather have another baptism of the Holy Ghost, or would you rather have a raise on the job? Would you rather have more of Jesus, or would you rather have a bigger house? Come on, you got to get on the winning side of this thing. Praise God. I'll just tell you, we may live in a shack. We may have a little deprived existence, but we're going to praise and magnify God. We already made up our minds. Somebody say praise God. Sister Bonnie, you got monitor here.
Are you ready to have church? Come on.
Now, if you hadn't shouted tonight, this is it. This is the last chapter in this service. So you might as well go ahead and get with it and have yourself a time. God bless you.
Jesus,
baptize me, Jesus,
with the nation waiting on the promise of the Lord. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost came like a mighty rushing wind. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. In the room they were sitting, baptized me, Jesus.
Baptized me, Jesus.
With the Holy
with
Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
I shall have power.
I shall have power.
No one said so.
No one said so.
Satan is busy.
Satan is busy.
Trying to turn me. Church,
baptize me with the Holy Ghost.
Listen, church. The people were standing on the outside, surprised what was going on. They marveled and said to one another, they are speaking in a brand new tongue. Peter got up and started preaching. Repent and be baptized. He told everybody. Baptize me, Jesus.
Baptize me, Jesus.
With the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
I shall have power.
I shall have power.
No one said so.
No one said so.
Satan is busy.
Satan is busy.
Trying to turn me.
Trying to turn me around.
I'm determined.
But I'm determined.
To stand my ground.
To stand my ground. And I can do it.
Church. The people were standing on the outside, surprised what was going on. They marveled and said to one another, they're all speaking in a brand new tongue. Peter got up and started preaching, repent and be baptized. He told everybody to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Baptize me, Jesus.
With
the Holy Ghost.
With the Holy Ghost.
I shall have power.
I shall have power.
No one said so.
No one said so.
Satan is busy.
Satan is busy.
Trying to turn me around.
Trying to turn me around.
I'm determined.
But I'm determined.
To stand my ground.
To stand my ground.
I can do it.
I can do it.
I can do it.
You can have it. I shall have power in the Holy Ghost.
might as well shout.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Come back here. We will rehearse the portion of the song that says, I shall have power. And as we rehearse the portion of the song that says, I shall have power, I want you to step out from where you are, and I want you, every time your foot hits the floor, to say, I shall have power. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on.
Holy Ghost power.
I shall have power.
Talking about Holy Ghost.
I shall have power.
Talking power.
I shall have power.
Holy Ghost power.
I shall have power.
Power.
I shall have power.
It'll make you shout.
I shall have power.
It'll make you walk right.
I shall have power.
It'll make you talk right.
I shall have power.
It'll make you live right.
I shall have power.
Yeah, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost power. Ghost is in the house. Come on and give God praise. Praise Him. Yeah. Praise Him. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Before we go, why don't you lay your hands on somebody and y'all pray through together. Pray through like the old timers talked about praying through. Give somebody a big hug and say, I really love living for God with you. I'm so glad to be in the kingdom of God with you. Oh, isn't God good? Let's clap our hands and lift a voice of praise. Shout with the victory. Somebody say, silver and gold, silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Say, silver and gold, silver and gold. Shake somebody. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Oh, let's give him a shout of praise and worship. Hey, yeah. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. Love you. So glad to be a part of a revival church. There's prayer in the house tomorrow night. There's prayer in the house on Tuesday night at 8. And Wednesday night we're going to have an apostolic service, continuing in the book of Proverbs. And I can't tell you what will happen because we just don't know. Now, to give you a heads up, Friday night at 7 o'clock, I need to meet with the media team. And at 7:30, I need to meet with the youth team. And we'll have a little team meeting Friday night. And isn't God good? God bless you. Share your love and victory with one another. And we'll see you sometime around here this week. Good to have all of our visitors.